gentlemen. It is Wednesday, August 14th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. With 83 days till the presidential election, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've got a news story that's kind of breaking right now, and it's a little strange. All the mainstream outlets that are reporting on this massive Social Security hack or Social Security number hack are all saying, oh, it might be, it could be. So I don't know what's going on with that. If something more concrete develops there, we'll let you know. But right now they're all saying might be, could be. And then it's like, here's how you can protect yourself. So I don't know what's going on with that. It's breaking right now. It's all over the news. But if there's something big that happens with that, we'll let you know. You know, there's these hacks that go on all the time. I'm sure you've seen, you've probably had stuff mailed to you. If you ever purchase anything online, every once in a while, these online stores will get hacked and they'll send you a little notification like, your data might have been compromised. Here's what happened. Here's what you can do. So we'll be monitoring that. Now, my big story today, this is just an outright international embarrassment, but mostly an embarrassment for the Biden-Harris administration and John Kirby and Lloyd Austin. And this actually happened, I think, a year ago. This might be the second or third time they've done this. But the Taliban is having a parade today. And if you're a combat veteran, not like Tim Walz, if you're a combat veteran, you might recognize some of the equipment that they're parading around. Well, that's because it's U.S. equipment. That's because it's the equipment that the U.S. left behind in the Afghanistan pullout that was a complete disaster. So all the nice trucks and weapons and everything left them by the Biden-Harris administration. Now, as much of an embarrassment as that is, it's important we tell the true story about what's going on. And it's the same thing with the Taliban in Afghanistan. It's the same thing with Ukraine. It's just the deep state, the Pentagon, the Biden-Harris administration, they're just flooding in these regions with weapons and money, and it's all going to these different proxy groups that were basically dried up when Trump was president. He wasn't sending unlimited money. He wasn't sending unlimited weapons. He was demanding oversight. He was asking questions. So now that it's the deep state back in charge, they're just flooding the zone with weapons, flooding the zone with money, and now all these proxy groups are back, and all these proxy wars are back, and all the never-ending wars are back. So it's all by design. But, I mean, you want to talk about just an outright embarrassment. Barely even on the news, by the way. The big story on the news, actually the big story on the news today is, why isn't Kamala Harris doing a press conference? And it's CNN and it's MSNBC. Why isn't Kamala Harris doing a press conference? And I guess it's the Harris campaign spokespeople now. They used to be the Biden campaign, because the Harris campaign now. And they just deflect, well, you know, she's campaigning. Oh, you know, she's busy. And oh, you know, she's the vice president. Okay. So, why isn't she on the press conference? So, we'll get into all this on today's episode of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support. Well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Now, on this Wednesday transmission, we're going to be taking more phone calls than usual. I'm going to need a little relief from the callers today. I was actually involved in a deposition today, so I'm a little lighter on the load. I'm a little lighter on the preparedness level as I normally would be dealing with legal stuff all day. So we're probably going to take a extra amount of phone calls, more so than we normally would here on the show. But let's just, as we were reviewing, look at these parades going on in Afghanistan. And this is a direct result of the Biden-Harris failed foreign policy. This is a direct result of the pathetic leadership of John Kirby and Lloyd Austin. Taliban holds massive military parade with U.S. military equipment celebrating third anniversary of ruling Afghanistan. And remember, Harris bragged, and she said, I was the one, I was the last one in the room for that decision. Me and Joe, we made the decision. It was us. So she's owning it. She was proud of it. And hey, it's one thing to say we got out of Afghanistan. It's one thing to say we're getting out of these foreign interventions, but that's not really what happened. The Afghanistan withdrawal was all about leaving the weapons. The Afghanistan withdrawal was all about putting more chaos into the region. It wasn't some strategic thing to benefit the United States or our foreign policy or to aim for peace. Give me a break. Who believes that? But that's what they are. Well, that's what they were pretending it was all about. And then you see them in the giant U.S. trucks and artillery and weapons that Biden left for them. So I just think it's important to understand, and they've basically admitted this now. They've pretty much admitted this now, but they don't know how it happened. How all these proxy groups that just 5 years ago were completely defanged and defunded, and now all of a sudden they've resurged. And they've got weapons and money again. And now the proxy armies are starting proxy wars. Oh, but we don't know how it happened. It's a mystery. No, we know exactly how it happened. You see, Donald Trump is not a corrupt person. He was not a corrupt president. Maybe the only one in my life. It's not to say he was perfect, not to say he didn't make mistakes. He was not a corrupt man. And so the policy, standard policy, CIA, Pentagon, State Department, they basically run foreign policy, and the president is just the puppet, just the spokesperson. I mean, Barack Obama might be the perfect example. He ran and was successful and became massively popular by running against Bush's wars. I mean, that was the main core principle of Obama's campaign that made him popular and got him elected. And then what happened? He got into office and he actually started more wars than Bush did. But you see, Trump was his own person. And so when they would start coming to Trump with ideas, remember, they would publish headlines, "Trump's not listening to the intel communities." Remember those? No. Trump would ask questions and say, "Well, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? Oh, why are we sending weapons here? Why are we sending money there? Let's have some oversight. Let's see what happens with this. Let's not do that." And so the unlimited cash cow and the unlimited weapons caches were done. And all these proxy groups dried up. That's what happened. They couldn't have President Trump in there seeing what they were doing. They couldn't run these weapon laundering, money laundering operations under Donald Trump. So the whole thing dried up. And then virtually day one, Biden takes over. They leave all the equipment in Afghanistan. And then they start sending unending weapons and money to Ukraine. And they admit, well, we don't even know where it goes. All over the news. They admit it. We don't know where the money went. We don't know where the weapons went. Rand Paul tries to have a vote for oversight. Congress says, no, we don't want oversight. So that's the true story here. So it's not just the Taliban. I mean, it's like if you've ever seen the movie Iron Man, the first Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr., where he gets kidnapped by that terror group, and he's running around trying to escape, and he's looking at all the different tents where they have all the weapons, and it's all the weapons that he contracted out to the U.S. government. And it was a mind-blowing thing for him, and then he comes back and he says, we're not doing weapons anymore. Remember that? They like to put little Easter eggs of truth into these films, you know. But that's how it goes. Oh, there's no oversight. We don't need oversight of the money and the weapons. And then, oh, we don't know where the money and the weapons went. And then it's formerly defunct, formerly broke, weaponless proxy groups have resurgence. Oh, gee, I wonder how that happened. So it's not just the Taliban running around, parading around with stuff that we sent into the region. It's all these different proxy groups. That's the big game. That's the military-industrial complex. That's the stock options that people in Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia and the Nancy Pelosi's of the world have in the weapons contractors and manufacturers that skyrocket. That's the big game. It's called the military-industrial complex. It's called War is a Racket. General Smedley Butler, I think that was 1946. So it's, okay, embarrassing, yes, for the Biden-Harris administration. Should it be a bigger story? Yes. Should it be a devastating blow, even, to the Harris campaign? Well, it certainly should be a big one, but it won't be. They're barely even talking about it. And that's because it's only half the story. The Taliban riding around in military equipment, that is the military-industrial complex. That is how it works. That is Iron Man. What's the Iron Man character's actual name? Tony something? Tony Stark. Yeah. That's Tony Stark seeing all of his weapons that he contracted out to the U.S. government in the hands of the terrorists. That's the big... And so that's what I'm saying is it should be the big moment for the American people. I don't even want to make it political. It should be the big moment where we are aghast and we say, whoa, what are we doing here? We have to stop production. We have to stop the shipments. That would be the response, and that's why they're not making a bigger deal of this. It'll be used politically by the right-wing media to go after Biden-Harris. Fine. But that's not even really the story. And so the American people should be ticked off. It's not just the $85 billion of equipment that the Taliban has parading around today. It's trillions of dollars over decades. Over decades. I'm driving through a part of North Austin that I don't normally go to this deposition today. And it's a road I'm not on. It's just damn pothole after pothole and pothole. I hit probably 30 potholes. It's like, hey, you know, that's great. I can't drive through North Austin without hitting a damn meteor crater in the road. But hey, we got trillions for war, Jack. We got trillions for war, Jack. This should be the wake-up call. All right, now, there's some other stuff going on here with the Harris campaign and then Walz basically doubling down on his stolen valor. I don't know how else to put it. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's right out of the Iron Man movie. And, oh, yeah, look, there's the bad guy. There's the deep state. There's the guy who cares about the stock options. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? It's almost like this game Hollywood plays, too, where they make, you know, obviously fantasy comic book movies or like James Bond movies. And they put these little Easter eggs of truth in there, but they put them in the most fantastical storylines that it can't even be real. And so it's almost like a psyop. It's like, oh, what are the U.S. weapons doing in the hands of the terrorists? Oh, it's just Iron Man. It's just a silly movie. It's not real. Oh, what's a James Bond? Oh, you know, deep state's building a spy grid to spy on everybody. Oh, whoa. Oh, they're not even going to vote on it. Oh, it's just James Bond. Oh, yeah. Oh, James Bond, oh, biological weapons with a needle that'll put into your arm. Whoa. Just silly James Bond. All right, but anyway. So now it's CNN, now it's MSNBC, and look, they're wanting a press conference from Kamala Harris because they want a press conference for Kamala Harris. But it appears like they're putting pressure on the Harris campaign. And it's not Harris doing these interviews. Now, remember, these are the same. It's that spokeswoman we played yesterday. And it's the spokesman that we're going to play today. This was Biden's spokesman and spokeswoman when he was running. Now they're Harris's spokesman and spokeswoman now that she's running. And we just said, well, yeah, Biden can't do TV interviews. He can't talk. Well, now Harris can't do TV interviews, and so it's the same spokespeople. But it's Jim Acosta. Was it Jim Acosta? I forget who it was. I got another CNN clip with Jim Acosta. But it's CNN who's questioning why there haven't been any press conferences. And guys, I can't find it on my list here. So I don't know, maybe we had a failure to communicate because I don't see it on my list. So Let me see here. No, I don't believe that's it. Here we go. It's clip 13. I'm sorry. So, yeah, so here it is. So now the mainstream news is saying, hey, you keep sending these spokespeople to talk to us like it was Biden who can't talk. Why won't Harris do a press conference? Why won't Harris talk to us? Clip 13.
Would it kill you guys to have a press conference? Why hasn't she had a press conference?
Listen, the vice president and Governor Walz have been busy crisscrossing this country since the launch of this campaign and adding Governor Walz to the ticket. You saw the ways in which they went to across the battleground states last week, generating rallies of thousands, 10,000 here, 15,000 there. But
Michael, you know, a campaign rally is not a press conference.
It's going to be inclusive.
Do you mind if I cut in? I mean, you know, a campaign rally is not a press conference. Why hasn't she had a press conference? She's the vice president. She can handle the questions. Why not do it?
Because she can't handle the questions.
We absolutely are going to do it. You hear her take questions as she's out on the stump. And she's,
she said
last week, we're going to be having a sit-down interview here before the end of the month. What she's going to be focused on and what this campaign is going to be focused on is communicating directly with the voters that are actually going to decide the pathway to 270 electoral votes. That's why she
committed
to
a press conference
this week. This past week. That's why we're doing a bus tour in Pennsylvania as we head into Chicago. And it's why we'll sit down for an interview before the end of the month to make sure that we can have a deep dive conversation about the vision that Kamala Harris has for where she wants to take this country and the contrast that we're going to have with Donald Trump. We're going to have plenty of opportunities to do that.
I don't want to belabor this, but one interview before the end of the month. I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, can you commit to a press conference before the end of the month?
We will commit to directly engage with the voters that are actually going to decide this election. And that is going to be complete with rallies, with sit down interviews, with press conferences, with all the digital assets that we have at our disposal.
So, no. So she's not going to do a press conference. And that's Jim Acosta from CNN. Can we just get a press conference? And I don't know what the angle. Maybe the angle here with CNN is they want the press conference because they want the ratings. Maybe it's they want the press conference because it's been a point of attack from the Trump campaign, from the Trump supporters. She won't do a press conference. But I don't think it really makes a difference. Kamala Harris is probably scared of a press conference. Or the campaign is making sure she doesn't have a press conference because she's too vulnerable in a press conference. So now if I'm Trump, I'm having another press conference. That's what I'm doing. I'm saying she won't have a press conference. Let's do another press conference. Let's really show her up. I mean, he just did the 2-hour interview with Musk. What was it, a couple weeks ago? He did the press conference at Mar-a-Lago. I'm sorry. It's right here on my desk. Sorry about that. President Trump to hold press conference tomorrow in Bedminster, New Jersey at Trump National Golf Course. Genius. That is set to kick off at 3:30 Central Time. We will be on air. Looking forward to covering that with you. Looking forward to covering that with you. So, Trump is having a press conference tomorrow. So that'll be two before Harris can do one. I love it. And then have a third, have a fourth, and then do another 2-hour interview with somebody else. Meanwhile, he's still rallying. Meanwhile, he's still going to court, dealing with the persecution. And they send these spokespeople out for Harris. Well, you know, she'll do something sometime. We're monitoring this. It looks like Trump might be live in Asheville, North Carolina right now. He's kind of, I don't know what he's doing. He's doing a bit of a dance there. I think he's letting his theme song finish before he takes the podium. We'll come back live with Trump here. Kamala Harris' campaign team is editing news headlines on ads in her favor without outlets' knowledge. Now, this is a real strange thing here. It's like, what? They're taking headlines and editing them and then posting them and then it's getting shared by AI. I don't know. Here's CNN trying to explain it in clip 14.
And in addition to that, get this, according to Axios, her campaign is now sponsoring these Google search ads that are kind of controversial. The ads, they manipulate headlines in search to imply to viewers that they are more positive and that they are from news outlets. All of this part of the effort by the Harris campaign to try to reintroduce her to the voters. But this is going to be the main argument, I assume, that Republicans are going to make about her, which is that she's a flip-flopper, that she's...
So, I try to make sense of it, of whatever happens. This is what it is. They're writing fake headlines. They're writing fake headlines. Look, I don't know about the AI images. They've certainly posted some stuff that looks fake. There's certainly some questions, and we showed the video when they pull up to the tarmac, and it looks like a video game. Like, if you score a touchdown in Madden, and the crowd's just like, I mean, you know. I don't know. They've been caught. They write fake ads. They write fake headlines, and then they run them as ads. You know, Joe Biden is supposed to have some event. Maybe that's what it was today. He was speaking today. But I think he's supposed to travel to New Orleans and have an event on his cancer moonshot. You remember, Joe Biden promised to cure cancer when he was running for office. Remember that? Cancer is skyrocketing. Harris campaign's Google ads rewrite news headlines. Let's just say what it is. They wrote fake headlines. And then I guess to try to pretend like it was legitimate, they'd keep the original news source under the headline. So it looks like it says CNN or whatever. And they just wrote the headline. They just decided they were going to editorialize it themselves. But they wouldn't use AI to make a crowd look big. No, no way. They wouldn't do that. They would never. They wouldn't even consider such a thing. Not the Harris team that gets caught faking headlines for ads. Not the stolen presidency and stolen nomination and stolen valor campaign. No. When's the press conference, Kamala? Do you think she has any idea what's going on, by the way? I'm serious. Do you think Kamala has much more of a clue of what's going on than Joe Biden does? I think she could have more of a clue. I'm not sure she does. I'm wondering what Kamala really does. What is her level of involvement here? Was this her idea? Did she approve this? Now, we're going to go to Trump when we come back live. We've also got more from Tim Walz. And then Biden actually made a public appearance today at the White House. It went just about as well as you'd think, though. But when we come back, I think we'll have Trump live, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label, on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, President Trump is live in Asheville, North Carolina. Let's pop in and hear what he's saying right now. He's got the no tax on tips behind him. I wonder if the Harris campaign will start doing that.
Well, thank you very much. And a very big hello to North Carolina. Thank you very much. It's great to be back in this beautiful state with the proud, hardworking patriots who make our country run. You really do. You built our country. You make our country run. I want to thank a very good man, and he's in there fighting. He's fighting, and we know he's a fighter. The next governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson. Thanks, Mark. Mrs. Robinson, thank you. They're a great, great couple. Thank you both. Thank you very much. Thank you both. Thank you very much. Well, this is a very frisky group, I have to say. And by the way, we have some very good polls coming out today, I just heard. Despite all of the fake publicity about this radical left person from San Francisco. How's San Francisco doing? Not like North Carolina. No, we have some very good polls coming out, so that's good. You know, considering the fact that what the fake news is able to do, and yet we're leading, and let them have their convention, and who knows how that's going to turn out. Joe Biden is a very angry man. You know that, right? Because they took it away from him. They usurped it. They took it away from him. Terrible, terrible. And I'm not sure that they picked the right guy in him, but he got 14 million votes. He got 14 million votes. He got no votes. And you look at what happens. That's not the way it's supposed to happen. They are a threat to democracy, right, as they say. They are a threat to democracy. But thanks as well to members of Congress, Chuck Edwards and Virginia Fox, warriors. Thank you, wherever you may be. Ah, good. Thank you. Thanks, Chuck. Thank you, Virginia. State Auditor candidate Dave Bollock. He said, I'm only in politics for you, sir. Where is Dave? Anybody that would save Dave, if you say that, and if you do you mean that? If you mean that, I'm for you all the way. He has my endorsement. Thank you, Dave. A man who's doing an incredible job. So good. When we won this state, we won it easily. I said, Michael Whatley, you're going to head the RNC with Laura. With Laura. And they're doing an incredible, incredible job. And also your North Carolina GOP chairman, Jason Simmons. Jason, thank you. We're doing okay? We're doing good, Jason? Okay. We're way up here. We got to make sure everyone gets out and votes. But we're way up, so I want to thank you. We've had tremendous experience here. We won every time we ran. A special place. Well, my son, you know, he and his wonderful wife, you know who I'm talking about? Lara. Lara. But Eric and Lara, they named their beautiful daughter Carolina. Okay. I said, which one are you talking about? Well, you know, today I'm going to say it's North Carolina, right? No, she was born here, raised here, and I'm sure it's a big reason we've done so well here. She's great. She's really terrific. And he is a great young man. I mean, you know, I'm a little prejudiced, perhaps, because it's my son, a little bit. But they're a great couple. And thank you very much. We appreciate it. With the help of everyone in this room, 83 days from now, can you imagine 83 days? We're almost there. We got to get it. We're going to defeat super liberal, more liberal than Bernie Sanders. Did you hear that? The most liberal person in the Senate. Can you believe that? We're going to defeat Kamala Harris. We're going to win back the White House in a historic landslide. And we're going to take back our country. We're going to take it back. And I think it's important to say, and I never get corrected. I know it's fact because, you know, if I'm slightly off, they do stories, headlines. He didn't tell quite the truth. Well, we are leading the biggest political movement in the history of our country, bigger than any movement ever before. There's never been a movement like this. It's called Make America Great Again, MAGA. Make America Great Again. I say to the Democrats when they come out, well, you know, we've got to try and stop MAGA. MAGA is Make America Great Again. What do you want to stop it for? That's what we're doing. They put in a candidate and we beat him badly. How did he do in the debate? Then they put in another candidate. This is like you have two fighters. The one guy's losing. They say, come on out. Let's put in another one. So then they put in another candidate, and we're doing very well, considering the fact that she has the greatest press. She went from being a totally disrespected person 6 weeks ago Nobody thought she had a chance. Nobody, and I don't think she can possibly win. If she does, our country is finished. You want to know the truth. But she was totally disrespected. The most unpopular vice president in the history of our country. And then they decided to get politically correct. We have to put her in. They put her in. And now they're putting her on the covers of Time magazine with an artist sketch. They don't use a picture. They don't use a picture. They use an artist sketch. I want to use that artist. I want to find that artist. I like him very much. But we're going to beat her also, and they may then get a third candidate. Who knows? This is a little bit different than we're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to have a candidate. You know, we spent probably $100 million on beating him. Then we had a very good debate, and we beat him. And they said, well, instead of letting it go, who knows what happens, right? It's the world of politics. They say, we want him out. Joe, you're getting out now, Joe. Well, I don't want to get out. I have 14. You're getting out now, Joe. We can do it the nice way, or we can do it the hard way. And he's getting out. He's getting out. In fact, they're not even giving him a good spot to speak. You know when he's speaking on Monday? Monday is not that's the worst day. But that's what they do, and it's their own form of, it's just another, I guess relatively, it's a minor form of cheating by comparison to what they really do, right? Everything Kamala Harris touches turns bad. It all turns bad. San Francisco was a great city. Now it's unlivable. California was a great state. Now it's unlivable. She breaks everything just like she broke the border, broke our economy. But soon we are going to fix every single problem Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have created. And we are going to save our country. We are going to save America. We're going to save America. Now, this is a little bit different day because this isn't around. This is, we're talking about a thing called the economy. They wanted to do a speech on the economy. A lot of people are very devastated by what's happened with inflation and all of the other things. So we're doing this as
all right, yeah, by the way, new inflation numbers come out, and Biden is celebrating this, and it is lower than they anticipated, 2% year over year. And he says, see, we told you, soft landing. See, we told you inflation would come down. Well, actually, it's still up. And just because it's not 10% and it's 2%, it hasn't gone back down to where it was at. But more importantly, the consumer price index. That is what's crushing people. We'll be right back with Donald Trump Live and more news. Don't go anywhere. We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. We were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show. We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What are you doing out there? Specifically men. Just heard the other day of somebody having a heart attack. Men, what are you doing for your cardiovascular health? What are you doing for your blood flow? What are you doing? What are you doing? We have the answer at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's Nitric Boost and or VasoBeat Complete. Now, you do need to be exercising and staying healthy, but Nitric Boost, VasoBeat Complete, known vasodilators, known good for blood flow, known good for cardiovascular health, both 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we have doctors that come on the show, unsolicited, praise and promote Nitric Boost as a great formula, a great product for cardiovascular health. Personally, I like VasoBeat Complete. Really easy to just put in a juice drink, really easy to put in water. Or if you just really like the taste of beets, just concentrated beets in a liquid tincture, then you can just swallow it down like that. So I prefer the VasoBeat Complete, but Nitric Boost, very popular as well. Either way, these things are great for your cardiovascular health, great for your blood flow, and you need to be doing something to address that. So you get a great product at InfoWarsStore.com, and you support this show to keep us on the air. Now, we'll go back to President Trump speaking live right now. So there's been some pressure, let's say, campaigns, tactics, if you will, from the dissident right, let's say, however you want to put it, about Trump getting rid of some of his campaign managers. And some of these tactics have been rather hostile. And so this was in the news today. Trump is mulling over firing campaign managers Chris La Civita and Susie Wiles. Now, I don't pretend to know or understand everything that goes into the decisions that Trump makes politically. Because the decisions to even put these two in charge makes no sense. Just at face value, I can't figure it out. Now, Could be things we don't know. Maybe it could be just an oversight problem. I don't know. He obviously knew J.D. Vance was a anti-Trumper years ago, and Vance has simply come around. So, okay, that's been explained. With these two, we don't get it. Now, this is just a report at this point. Who really knows? But if I'm Donald Trump, it's smart. It's smart for, I would say, two simple reasons. One, you throw red meat to that section of the right wing right now that's really putting pressure on your campaign and in some ways in a very hostile way. But then also, I don't really think you have anything to lose here. Your campaign probably could use some new energy. Your campaign probably could use some excitement. So I'd say this is a smart move for those two reasons. However they ended up running the campaign to begin with is like, I don't get it. But whatever, they're there. Trump, I'm sure, either had something to do with the decision or made it himself. But at this point, you know what? You got 83 days to go. Get rid of them and just bring in some new energy. Just bring in some new energy. The next people you bring in will be excited. They'll be busting at the seams. It'll be a fresh pace with 83 days to go. So I think it's a smart move. But as of right now, it's just a report. Let's go back, though, to President Trump still speaking in North Carolina.
Office, we will rapidly drive prices down and make America affordable again. We're going to make it affordable again.
Like
under
that.
Kamala Harris and crooked Joe Biden, the American dream is dead. You don't hear about the American dream anymore. It's dead. Her radical liberal policies have caused horrific inflation, decimated the middle class, and gutted the finances of millions and millions of American families. Real incomes are down by over $2,000 a year per family. I mean, that's a lot of money. They're down by that, and it's actually much more if you figure it a certain way. If you add some other categories in, it's much more than that.
Yeah.
This but down by 2,000 point. Since she took office, and it was just announced that real earnings were down once again at a record rate. The Harris price hikes have cost the typical household $28,000. Congratulations. Hope everyone's happy. Credit card debt has exploded, and it's exploded to the highest it's ever been. And the cost of a typical monthly mortgage has tripled, and probably more than that if you think about it. We were at about 2.4%, and now you're up to 10% and even 11%, but you're really not there because you can't get the money even if you want to pay it. In July alone, 350,000 people were added to the unemployment rolls. Kamala Harris wants to talk about her fantasies, and they are everything she says. If I say something, she said that's what she's going to do, too. I say, what are you doing? But she wants to talk for the future about these fantasies. But really, what she needs to explain is the present suffering that she's caused along with Joe Biden. And by the way, they're a team. You know, she's trying to throw him overboard. She doesn't want to know who he is anymore. She doesn't want to talk about him anymore. She says, let's not bring this guy in. Let's not bring him in. No. They were a team. He appointed her as border czar, and she did the worst job in the history of borders, I will tell you.
Yeah, you remember when Harris came out and announced, and they had Biden on the phone in what appeared to be a recorded phone call? And he said, I'll be out there. I'll be out there on the campaign trail with you. And Kamala said, we can't get rid of you, Joe. I know you'll be here, Joe. Remember that? I guess that, too, was a lie.
Are you better off now with Harris and Biden than you were with a person named President Donald J. Trump? Do you know him? He's a nice gentleman. Nice gentleman. With four more years of Harris, your finances will never recover. They're never going to recover. Our country will never recover, frankly, more importantly. It will be unrecoverable. Vote Trump and your incomes will soar. Your savings will grow. Young people will be able to afford a home. and we will bring back the American dream bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Look at this. We have a lot of front row Joes here. Wow.
Front row Joe?
What a great group of patriots they are. I don't know. They've gone to, I think, 219 or 220. And this isn't rally, but this is a different kind of a thing. Today we're going to talk about one subject, and then we'll start going back to the other, because we sort of love that, don't we? But it's an important. They say it's the most important subject. I'm not sure it is, but they say it's the most important. Certain inflation is the most important, but that's part of economy. Kamala Harris wants to be in charge of the entire U.S. economy, but neither she nor her running mate is the beauty, isn't he? He signed a bill. He wants tampons in boys' bathrooms. I don't think so. But they've never held a private sector job in their entire life.
What does a guy do with this? I don't know. Maybe I should ask Tim.
They're both socialists. They're actually beyond socialists. I think they skipped over socialists. That's why I think when people find out, because you don't know.
You should bring out a tampon. Hey, look, Tim Walz is with us.
They've destroyed this country.
It's Tim Walz. Here he is. Look at him. Tampon Tim.
And she was the one that started it years ago. She was district attorney. Then she was the attorney general of the state of California. California is a disaster now. Now, Gavin Newsom hasn't helped very much, but it's a disaster. She was the one. This November, voters are going to give radical liberal Kamala Harris the opportunity to try something new, a real job in the private sector for the first time in her life. Nice.
Now, hold on a second. We don't know the all kind Kamala of jobs she had with Willie Brown. Maybe one job in particular.
Day one priority. Think of it for her. But day one for Kamala was 3.5 years ago. Why hasn't she done it? You know, I keep saying,
you know, that's going to be the weak point for Kamala during the debates. I think it's going to be it's undeniable. All these things she's talking about, she's already been in the White House for 3.5 years. And it's an undeniable thing. So how does she get around that?
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid, and it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you.